says, yeah. I says, Kath asked me to come over. He says, I never asked her. I says, oh, she give me a little nod, like. He says, well, I'll give you a little nod. I want sex. She says, I says, yeah, but I want to help Kath out because she's helped me out. What's she want? I don't know. I says,
has Jacqueline gone?
Yeah. She's in Europe, haven't she?
She were all right when she were with me today.
She never attempted to go. She just wandered all around till she met me.
Yeah. And I says to her, hey up, Dope.
Hey up, I says, what are you doing, Rachel, for here? She says, I'm looking for you. I says, well, I picked them forms up for you and everything. Yeah. I says, well, we're going to fetch them back. I says, drop them off at our office and fetch them back, like. Yeah. So she says, oh, it don't matter. She says, will you help me fill them in now? I says, can I ask you a question? She says, what? I says, these form things, I says, do you know how to fill them in? She says, no. She says, somebody's always done it for me. Well, apparently they must have done it, because I says to Steve on phone, I says, I helped to fill all the forms in, you don't mind, dear? I says, because she didn't know. I says, has she never filled them in before?
Yeah.
So he says, no, when I've been there, I've always done it.
Yeah.
So I says, I had to do talking for her and all. I says, they asked her age of kids and that.
Yeah, and she forgot.
I says, she forgot. I says, they had to tell them they're 3 and 1 year old.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they were talking to her, they explained about that money.
Yeah.
And as your Steve, he must have thought she'd come back here with me.
Yeah.
And he's been and got it, he's had to come in the summer.
Yeah.
And he's been and got it, he took his half. And it's going, because I thought, I'll come to your house and tell you in front of Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
That it were coming down.
Yeah.
And then if she says it's not, then Bill say, well, hang on a minute, I know it come down because Kath come over, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, well, I'll take potluck and hope she's at your house. That's why I come straight across. Yeah. But we only put 10
minutes. He never climbed up to my house because he knew his dad.
Well, he'd seen her with me, hadn't he?
Mm.
So he automatically thought she'll have gone home. She never left me at all. Never left me. Because I thought we'd have filled him in.
I wouldn't like taking a meal off Kath.
He was 99 pence.
Yeah, I know. She says, I didn't feel right about taking. I says, well, when you get yourself straightened out, I says, if you pop into town and Kath's in town and you bump into her, I says, take her for one of them meals.
99 pence.
Yeah, but she's like that.
Oh, I met her. First of all, I says to her, I was going to have a sandwich.
She had that little bottle of pop. Oh,
yeah,
put your hand out. You left it on Doug's wall. I had to tell you off, Jackie said.
Oh.
Right.
I forgot about that. I meant to pick it
stitches.
Up. You've had her, Jackie? Right.
On Sunday, I put some sprouts on, right? And I'm doing something. I forgot all about the bloody things. And I burnt them.
She
burnt
sprout again.
Yeah, so it was only on the bottoms of some of them, so I cut the bits off and I shut the door to him. Bill says, well, you shut the door. I says, I don't want the burglar alarm, the smoke alarm going off. So I'm cutting them all off, put them in some fresh water again, right? And he says, I've got a lot of sprouts. It turned me off for bloody things, didn't it? I didn't want bloody burnt sprouts. So, and he ate it all.
Did he?
He ate it all. And I'm telling Jackie about this. I says, Jenna, I says, I must be getting bloody worse. See to the liver and bacon casserole stuff.
Yeah.
Got the cabbage and the taters. Crucified.
You burnt them again?
I burnt the taters. She went flying at us. You did that. She went flying at the garden.
Did
she? Says, honest, honest. I said, you put the bloody mockers
did
on.
Did she have a tea before she went out, mate?
Did
she have
something
to eat?
No. She's going to do meatballs and hot dogs for the kids. Do two tins,
yeah.
You know, she'll have some of them. Because I says to her, I says, do you want a turkey sandwich? Well, there was only like a quarter of a tin.
We only had it at 12:30.
Yeah.
Because I hung on and
hung on. Anyway, she's took 3/4 of a tin of turkey back.
That's
right. Yeah, I says, well, you can make some sandwiches while you're making a dinner, like,
yeah.
If they ain't had enough to eat. So she says, do I have to go to that thing tomorrow? I says, well, no, not if you're going to get that money. She says, oh, I'll go and buy a bag of coal and some more milk.
She has to, if the money hadn't arrived.
Well, that's what she'll probably do. She'll have to come back up and see me.
Yeah, if she comes back up...
She'll get it off of Ray.
If she... you see, he never said how... He just says, I'm going to put it in an envelope and get it down to her. But he never said how.
Yeah, he'd probably get... What's his name?
Who?
The... Him!
Which him? Him that lived on caravans?
That's him.
I don't know his name.
I don't. I forgot it. I've had some bad news.
Why?
Says, what's the date? It says 30th. He says, shit. So I says, what's the matter? He says, no, it don't matter. So I says, come on, what's the matter? He says, I don't know if there's going to be any money in the bank out of my wages tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, and you're not going to get no housekeeping.
Yeah. I says, nothing. He says, he's got to get some sleep. So he says, well, I'll get up about 12 or 1, he says, and then I'll go down there. Because you don't want me going down there, because I fell off sober tip earlier. My legs are just going that weak.
Well, you've got that thing on your chest, haven't you?
Anyway, he says, you'd not be able to manage. I says, we will.
Of course you will. I'll buy you a sack of taties.
I've got taties.
No, I meant to.
They're bloody useless chopping taties.
But them I've got's all right. I always get reds.
I've got them from down there.
I always get reds.
I ain't stopping too long tonight because I'm going to definitely watch a gnome, not a gnome in a way, a neighbour's because I don't know. Bloody hell's that?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Just hang on a sec. I can still hear you.
Where are you going?
I'm going to put kettle on.
I'm going to have a wife.
I'm always standing on them.
But did Steve seem alright?
Yeah, great. See him in town and
you know, after you left, because the moment he walked in this morning, I was still awake when he came to bed.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm not...
Have you been to sleep at all?
Yeah, but about... As soon as he came to bed, I cuddled up to him, and I got up at 10 to 11.
Well, what were you thinking about? Think no money in
there? No, that and all. It's chuffing cold. I bet them kids are cold walking down that road. I hope to God nobody's upset her, you know, going down the road and somebody's mugged her or... No, my mind does work all the time.
She apologised. She says, I'm ever so sorry for coming up at that time. She says, but I did notice Maggie's light weren't on. That's why I answered you, you know. And she says, because if your lantern hadn't been on, she'd go in straight home. Mm. If it hadn't been for Steve's car breaking down and him having to jump the battery and everything, would have been all right. So, but they're all right.
But
she had something to eat.
Yeah.
And she had a drink and that. She had a laugh with our Arthur. He fucked her. When he thumped her, I thought he'd seen her before.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to see him before, do you? Not in Arthur.
And then he accused her. He says, keep your hand up. Keep your knee off my fist.
Oh.
I did. Keep your knee off my fist. I says, you cheeky git. And there were Glyn and Jean. And then he insulted Jean. I thought, oh, great.
Yeah. Is he in? I've come to find out your problems.
I ain't got none.
But has he talked to you?
I told you what he did last night.
I mean...
Stephen.
But
it was
nice.
Told you when he
was nice, yeah. You didn't tell me that.
I told you, that's it.
Oh.
He went in this morning. He's had something to eat, but he's made it obvious.
Yeah.
I come in and I went upstairs to see if he were in bed or not. Because he's getting a book. He's cadets tonight.
Yeah,
it don't matter how bad he is, off he goes to this stupid cadets. Anyway, I come in and I went in kitchen and I thought, oh, there's a loaf out at the freezer. And I looked at the loaf and there's only about 4 sandwiches in it.
This morning, suddenly he come in and he says, how come you're still awake? I says, oh, I says, I've been coughing all night. But I weren't coughing all night like that. So... He says, get yourself back to sleep. I says, I've got to have a wee. He says, and then you'll go downstairs for a cup of tea. And then he says, get back into bed. So, but his tone changed. So I says, oh, by the way, I said, I just thought I'd tell you, Steve was back with JJ and Jackie called up last night. I thought, I'll tell you two things. That's all I told him, and then you come in.
I says, don't pay your money out there, because you'll need that to get back in.
Yeah.
And so that's what I were doing, you see. Haven't I? So you quit dog food again.
We have.
I forgot.
Guess what the dog had?
My dog's having bacon and egg and that.
Guess what my dog said?
Liver.
And
dead taties.
No. Dead taties and gravy.
Dead taties and gravy.
A full pound full, and he's woofed them.
Well, then.
But she ran off. Now, I says to her, I says, Saturday, I says, if you get stuck, I says, we're supposed to be going to see his nan. And so I say, so. And I told Bill, I says, hey, I just thought, just before I come over, I says, just thought, I says, I suppose he'd take care over there Saturday, wouldn't he? With him doing that job for so. And left it and walked off in the kitchen.
There, yeah. You've said it all. It's easier. Just a bit of this and a bit of that. It's better, isn't it?
But this is, has Stephen told you anything? I says, only that he's gone back to JJ. I says, and that he'd had enough. So he says, well, he's not married to him.
He's changed his mind again?
No, not like that. He says, what was it? He says, I says, JJ's got him back. She says, well, she's daft. And, but I didn't tell him that you came banging on the bloody door and all that. And, what did he say? He says, oh, he'd make up his, well, same as us, make up his bloody mind, but he's not interested, Kev. He ain't interested in the least. Like he says the other week, he
you
says...
You've got no problems, you're only
that, I says to Jackie, I says, you can come up, see us, I says, Jack, but don't give us your problems.
No, what I was on about the ringing is, she were talking in town, I says, oh, you know, we built, I says, it's I was talking about you first off.
She told me.
And did she tell you what I said?
Though she says, oh yeah, you've got to ring before you go up to Maggie's. Or
because
something.
Bill's on shifts.
Yeah.
And you'll know if he's in bed or
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
I told her that. She says, well, I'm going to ring Maggie anyway, she says, to make sure he's not there. She says, because at the moment, if he's there, she says, it's not fair on Maggie, so I'll ring first.
Yeah.
And I'm not going if he's there.
Yeah.
So it must be where she's
yeah.
feeling.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was she on about? Oh, that's what I were on about. I says, do you know, I feel really sorry for Maggie out of the lot of you. So he says, she says, why? What do you mean you feel sorry for Maggie? I says, I feel sorry for Maggie. I says, because she always ends up in the bloody middle. I says, and she whittles to death. I says, till the minute you get some money to feed them bairns, I says, she'll be awake nearly all night. I says, and it's not fair on Maggie. I says, one time she thought she'd lost you and kids.
Mm.
I says, then she gets you back. I says, and now she'll be thinking you're never going to come down and see her and this, that, other.
Yeah.
I says, she was just making arrangements to come to your house, depending what shift you were on.
Yeah.
And she says, oh no, she says, I won't fall out with Maggie or out like that. I says, well, she'll be thinking that. I says, that's why I feel, oh,
I'm a I says to her, I says, 10:30 Monday morning.
What's that
for? Her to come out.
Oh, what shift's he on mine?
Days.
But she's coming Monday.
She's coming Monday. I says, if it's cloudy, storming, pissing down a rain, don't come down. She says, well, what I'll do is I'll phone you when I get me famo.
Yeah.
And let us know if she's coming down, or otherwise I'll probably call down there.
Well, I heard you say
but
that you might come
she can get food, do
you? If what?
At least she can get a bit of food, even if it's only something warm for the kids.
Yeah.
But he says, you're not upset, are you? I says, no, I'm not bloody upset. I says, well, have I got to be upset?
You
know, because if Bill knows I get upset over it, he won't have any of them there. He won't. So I says, well, I've got to be upset for her. I says, he's gone his way. She's down there. I'll see her.
Yeah.
And I'll see him.
Yeah. She'll fit now.
But I ain't.
But they're all right. I'm not bothered now. She's getting some money, and I know for a fact she's getting it. She found family allowance, but.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I said to her this morning. I says,
That's yeah. an idea. I says, did you look for it? She says, yeah. She says, I had a look. I found it. It's in
house. Yeah. She says, as soon as she gets the money, she's going to give it to me to give to you. So I think she might give you it Monday.
That fiver?
Yeah. I says, don't forget. She says, oh, why not forget?
Now, she were a bit upset because I bought her dinner and that, and she weren't too happy because I paid a bus fare. But I was trying to get through to
her. I thought
she
was going to cry.
She looked it, didn't she?
No, because she ran out the garden.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, she hid round the car, says, yeah, it's you, you put the bloody muckers
How
on.
Did she go?
She didn't want to go. About 5 minutes before you did the lollipop. And she was looking across to you like, are you going to call me in? I don't think she wants to go down there.
Did you know, that phone has non-stop rung. Getting on my nerves.
I'll ring you back, then you can ring me back, okay.
Okie dokie. Hi.
You are. Ring her back so she can ring you back.
She rings me up to tell me to ring her back. To ring her back.
Yeah.
And then she tells me to put the phone down and she rings me back. Something about his man picks phone up at other end.
But she could still pick it up.
Yeah, I know.
Can I have this bottle, Kat?
What bottle?
That one.
It's the only one I've got left.
Shouldn't have
thrown it. Hello? Is Sarah there? Yes, please. It's Kat. Yeah. I saw you at party. That Kat. Hello. Tad up. Do you know, he sounds right like his dad. That was Dave's dad. I thought it was Dave.
Oh.
I wonder if she's got her inheritance. She's... Hello? I'm just talking about you to Maggie, actually, then. I was just talking about you to Maggie, then. Have you got your inheritance? Go on, tell me. You're very... Okay, then. Right.
What?
I tell you, this phone drives me nuts. Because
what's that made of?
Eh? Well, she lives with her boyfriend's parents.
Yeah.
And it's their phone.
Yeah.
They buy £10 a week telephone stamps.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like ringing. She likes to ring you to tell you to do it.
Yeah.
Go on then. Hello. You're not going to know. You get me a pair of boots and you're going to put it in bank, he said.
Tell her I want a Ferrari.
Maggie wants a Ferrari. Yeah. You want the high interest ones. I thought you were going to spend it then. What was that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you're going to buy yourself a car. Oh, smash it.
A knacker.
A what?
A knacker.
Oh, Maggie says you're going to buy a knacker. A knacker? What's a knacker?
Never mind.
Never mind. How much do you get? Smash it. I'm pleased for you. Yeah? 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 Did you? Yeah. To make sure you're you. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I don't blame you, I would.
Why?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Plus you've got your 1,000 of your own. So you're rich, you can actually do what you want, you can sit there and say, I could go so-and-so if I want, but not bother. No. What happened with your dad? Did you ask him? What happened? Sounds like they had abandoned, doesn't it? No, she meant. Yeah. Well, so long as you're happy. Not on about money, so long as you're happy yourself. Yes, that is a good idea. There's one thing, if you're sleeping, you can jump in gear and drive with it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, smashing. I like that. Well, she's got plenty of time. Yeah. I should hope you were. Yes. Oh, yeah, I've been to our office today. He says, have you seen Sarah? I says, yeah, I told her that you wanted to see her. He says, I've got a letter here for her, you know. I said, well, you could have told me that to tell her.
I'm still waiting for my cake. I've starved to death.
From a bank. Because he showed me it and I says, I'm sure that's from a bank. But that's one of the reasons he wanted you to go up, because he's got this letter. So now you know.
Tell her I've starved to death because I've not had a bit of cake.
That's why I said it looks like it's from bank. It's in a white envelope with, you know, where you've got that clear plastic thingy and it's got your name and address. Well, it's one of them. Not a thing. I said it was from bank. But that's why I want you to go up to get your letter. Well, he goes to work at 7:30. So if you go before that, you'll be all right. Have you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're all right. I'm waiting for home and away and that, so I can start my tape. And having a gossip with Maggie. Oh, yeah. That I got a message. She says she starved to death because she hadn't had no cake.
Sam, count me calories for that bit of cake.
And she says, tell her, tough. And she says, tell you, she's counting the calories for that bit of cake. Will be a bit and all.
Tell her if she wants any coffee, she can have it.
Did you move? No, she didn't. The cake weren't even cut. Yes, she did. Well, you've got some. No, we take. Well, you can still take us up. Have you? What you got? Yeah. Oh, it's a good one. I like that one. sounds... you did? Good. It's about time you treat yourself. Good. Maggie's got really bad. Maggie's really bad. She's got a funny thing on her chest and she can't breathe properly. Don't you shove them germs in this house. She's got to come here.
Yeah, well, tell her she can come to my funeral next week because I've got to do your lollipop tomorrow night.
You can go to her funeral next week because she's got to do my lollipop tomorrow night. I'm going to collect my winnings tomorrow. Yeah, so Maggie's doing lollipop. You see, my appointment's at 2:30. And lollipop's at 3:30. Well, I won't be back, will I? It's a 2-hour presentation. Well, yeah, 2:30 as appointments for. But Steve's got to put his car in garage to get wheel balanced tomorrow morning. And then he's coming home, getting the bathroom, getting ready and going. Yes. No, he can't. He's got to go to the garage at 9:30, North Bridge. Well, it's better than 5:00 in the morning, isn't it? Yeah.
Your coffee's cold. Yeah, it's cold. It's just cold.
She's saying my coffee's gone cold. I left it all. Yesterday, and then he disappeared this morning. I went to town, come back, and he'd gone. So I don't know. So, well, there's bound to be some before weekend. Well, I only told you the day before yesterday. Anyway, I'll let you finish your dusting and that. And,
but I'm going to see to my
Gary. Get room and away. Yes, I'll be in. No, I've been today. Okie dokie. Let me know what your letter is, it might be a big massive check again. Bye. 4,170 something. That's what she got, so she didn't go bad, did she? No. Oh, I thought I'd watch
it. I'm just an uncle. Get on that fire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it, and I ain't moving when I say to him. Oh, I've got to have my limbs up.
Have you watched Home and Away yet?
I've watched that. I ain't watching
it. I ain't seen any because I was with Jacqueline, weren't I?
Mm.
Trouble is, I don't know.
Boring! Don't know, I'm
bad.
I'm watching that now.
I want to see what happened. It finished just where he says that he'd been accused of something.
Yeah, taking money when he got. He accuses him of taking a bribe when.
Thanks.
I thought that's what you want to know.
I know I want to know, but I'm going to watch it in a bit. I'm saying that's where it finished, where he were being accused. What time's Gary going?
About past.
Well, she's waiting for Home and Away to come on as well, because she's been out in town all morning. And I thought, ooh, jolly good. What were you... Do you know, I pulled your wrong ones out. I pulled them out at Tuesday paper.
I've just ripped them off the front of there because they're exactly the same numbers as
what's
on.
Yeah, I know, I've seen them.
The back.
I don't even know if I'm marked it up. I can't be bothered.
Well, I don't mind doing one car, but I hate it when I've got about 7 or 8 of the jumping thing.
Oh, I know, they get on your nerves.
I could bloody someone dance a bit.
Now, get on your nerves. It gets on my nerves anyway. I chucked them all off, eh?
I've got to make the bloody bed, yeah.
I haven't made my bed.
Well, he's got out of it, innit?
Well, I come in, picked all stuff up off the floor, lit the fire. I think that was it, that's all I've done. Oh, and I wash the pots, because I haven't washed the pots. So I washed them. Went out lollipop. Come in, been answering phone on and off. Because then from Thursday, they've gone twice.
Yeah.
First of all, to confirm that we're still going tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I says, yeah, we'll still be there tomorrow, at the same time and everything. Yeah. Then she phoned back about 10 minutes later, and she says, wondered if we could come at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I says, no, definitely not, that's out. And I explained that Steve was taking the
car
into garage. I says, so I don't know how long it's going to be in garage. I says, so... She says, well, can you change it to a different day then? I says, no. I says, because my husband gets 3 days off once a month. I says, and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday are the only three he gets.
Yeah.
I says, and it'll be a month before that.
Yeah.
And he'll have changed his mind then. He'll say, oh, no, if we can't go in January,
yeah.
I'm not going in February.
Yeah.
You know how he goes off.
Yeah.
So I told her that, and she says, oh, fair enough then. So I'll pass to him tomorrow.
Hmm.
Jacqueline were worried to death about lollipop. You're supposed to be on lollipop. She says, what are you going to do? We're still sat in thingy yet.
Mm.
We walked out there 25 past 12. And all she kept saying is, what about your lollipop? What about your lollipop? What about your lollipop? I says, what about it?
Mm.
She says, haven't you got no kids? I says, no. I says, there ain't none. I says, we're all right. I says, I'm only doing morning tomorrow.
Mm.
I says, I'm not doing dinner tomorrow neither. So... see how that goes on.
Mm.
She'll give them the description. When you get there, walk towards where the building, down steps and main reception area is in front of you. Got to park in main parking lot.
Oh.
I must remember to tell Steve that.
Mm.
But I don't know.
I'm going to have to phone our Sue.
Yeah.
Tell Sue to phone Steve.
Yeah.
I'm leaving Steve to phone me.
No, he only shoved 10p in to tell me about that gyro. And I explained that I'd met her in town, which I did.
Yeah.
I says, and we've got it all sorted out. I says, but she doesn't get nothing till next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that straight away he come back and said that he'd got it. Well, we knew he'd got it.
Yeah.
Because they told her.
Well, they told him yesterday, didn't they?
Well, I don't know about that, but they told her
that
he'd got a form and he was fetching it back in this afternoon and they was handing it over this afternoon.
True.
Now, they told her that, you see, because I says, well, what does she do in the meantime? I says, she hasn't got anything.
Yeah.
Because he might have said, sod it, I'm not going to give her it. Or it could be 3 or 4 days before it arrives.
That would be here today. Here today or tomorrow morning at the latest.
What was I do? Just shove it?
Yeah, probably put it straight through the letterbox.
Oh, well, she's already there. When he said how much he'd got, I thought 76 and 73. He's 146.
Yeah.
Right, so he's took 73. He's giving her 73. She was getting £63 on her own. That's a tenner a week they're giving for it. That book she sent back in was 63 quid.
Yeah.
She got 73. Only £10 different. Someone's at the door.
Is that my babe?
I don't know. It's Florence Nightingale. Hello, dear. Florence Nightingale.
Mm.
Well,
don't say no.
Every other time I'll... you have to give it a kick. It don't shut.
What door you've got?
Say that again.
I've always been either too late or whatever.
Yeah.
To call.
Yeah.
So I bet you see me dashing past thinking, she's an ignorant pig, I've not
seen
calling
you. And have I seen you scouting about? And
I thought, well, I better go and see her else she'll be playing out with me. Alright, how are you?
Not too bad.
And it's tea with no sugar in it this time.
That's right, thank you.
Oh, miles away. I'm making a cup of tea. I'm chucking sugar in the cup. She went, bleh!
I went, oh, no. I can't stop it with sugar in. Do you know, I got weighed on my scales the other day and I thought I were 11 stone again. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to do something about this. Anyway, when I got on the scales, I'm 10 stone 3 in chemistry.
They vary, don't they?
No, that were my scales. It's the home scales. So I was 10 stone 3. I thought, well, I want to cross down one. But I've put most of that on since I moved.
Oh, yeah.
Since just before I moved, it triggered it off.
Yeah.
Getting all stressed up.
Yeah.
To move.
Do you like it where you are then?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Have you changed colour of your hair?
It's my own colour now, you know.
Is all that blonde out now then?
Yeah, but that.
Yeah.
They haven't had no sun, you see.
Oh.
It's been cut, but it's never had no sun. All this has. Yeah. And the sun bleaches me hair to start off with.
Oh.
But you can't see no roots, and I ain't done it since way before Christmas.
Because you were cutting them load out, weren't you?
Yeah, and I've cut it twice since I've had it cut just before Christmas.
I like it, that colour, don't you?
Mm, so
it's natural.
I thought you'd had it done.
I know. I keep nice. Thinking, well, shall I colour it again?
Oh, no, it's
because of that bit
nice.
There.
Have you heard of Mrs. Ogipiff?
Who's Mrs. Ogipiff?
Cowbag. That's before you start.
So?
Yeah. I didn't get in while... 10:45, and I got a phone message off my daughter-in-law. Would I ring her? So I rang and she said, oh, it don't matter now, I've got somebody. I thought, well, I can't do it anyway.
Where were that for?
For staying. She said, well, we've got somebody to travel to it. I said, well, what do you think I'm going to do, like?
Crackers, she is, that woman, honestly, she's crackers.
She's never asked for me to go since before the big holidays.
Yeah.
They rang me up at 8:00 one morning to be there
yeah.
at Stainford. I mean, that would be about 8:15.
Yeah.
And I would have still in bed
yeah.
at 7:55 it was. And I've got to get up, get dressed, get to bus.
Yeah.
By the time I'd have got to Stainford, it would have been 9:00, ready
yeah.
to coming home.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise once they'd said it like, you know, I just yeah. said, oh, I said, no, I've got a dentist appointment this morning. He says, have you got your own transport? I said, no. I said, oh. Then he must have realised that it would be too late anyway.
Yeah.
And then when I got up and saw time, I thought, oh, look at me.
Yeah, it's a bit bloody late, wasn't it?
Yeah. That stupid buggers. Oh, you got some new curtains, Mrs. Nair.
Marie.
Hey?
Marie.
You crafty pig.
I was down at their house and she got these and she...
They were too long, weren't they?
She took them down. They were for our house, but not hers.
Mm.
She took them down and that and washed them. And, do you know, she's daft as a brush. Honest, she's daft as a brush. She got her and she says, do you like my curtains? I'm just about to put them back up. She got a blue three-piece suite, a blue carpet, there's blue ink curtains. And I says, them curtains don't match your three-piece suite. They look stupid. So she says, what do you mean they look stupid? I says, pure white background. I says,
they're not pure white.
And no, it's cream.
Mm.
And she believed me, they didn't match three-piece sweet or carpet and it was stupid. And she says, what shall I do with the salamons?
You're going to cheat for another set of teeth, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I know.
And Gary took all the bottoms out to make pie
yeah,
bites.
Me and Gary all to do, we did well. Mm. We haven't done this. I'm getting terrible for it.
But I thought it was good. Mm. I'm just trying to decide whether to take them woods down off my windows and put some poles in.
What are you going to do?
I don't know,
because
I'm
going to
have these off you,
won't
I?
These metal ends. Because I'm going to have your wooden ones,
won't
I?
Yeah, I said I would probably get you some.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they'd go with me. I don't know whether they're wide enough that way.
I've shut them in.
From my blinds.
To pull out.
Yeah, but my other one don't come out long enough.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I'm going to go and see tomorrow.
The
blinds are 5-inch wide.
Oh, yeah, them drop things, yeah.
Unless I put them on the outside wood. But there again, they're going to be about what?
Phone me tomorrow night.
Okay, okay.
So I can see your winnings.
They're
going to be
about 6-inch away from
the
windowsill.
She's won a bloody Ferrari, isn't she?
Hey?
She tells
sorry
big
for our winnings tomorrow.
I told her. Not yet. A secret.
She's not sure if she's going to take the Ferrari or the Jaguar.
Nah, I'm going to have one of them.
Oh. Well, come on, tell me.
I want another competition.
Jammy rat bag, what do you want?
£1,000 worth of holiday accommodation in the UK. England.
In where?
In England.
Yeah.
And a mini iPhone system.
Is she bloody jammy, eh?
I don't know how you do it.
Because I'm clever.
What are you going to do with that one, then?
I don't know.
Not thought of that.
Not seen it yet.
Right, see you flown, see you to Gary.
Yeah, okay then.
I'll see you later, Maggie.
Bye,
Duck.
You're a record player, don't bloody play.
Oh, that's perfect, isn't it? Run with it, that one.
Yeah. My records. It plays for a bit, then it goes wee.
Your belt.
And then it goes all right.
Man,
no, there's something to do with the slow and fast thing.
Ah, yeah.
I'm sick of it. Can't listen to my records.
What time do you start in that place?
In between 5:30 and 6:15.
Oh.
I'm supposed to start at 6, but we go in earlier to get stuff ready.
Yeah, I've seen you going in about 5:30-ish.
Yeah, because I've sometimes caught a bus up from the other end if I've gone to Arneels or something.
I won another competition as well.
What for?
I won some money.
Hey?
I won some money.
What did you win?
I don't know until February. I got...
Well, how do you get these competitions like?
I don't make papers and all sorts. But I were right disappointed at that £1,000 worth of holiday accommodation. I won second prize. I got that and a MIDI hi-fi system.
Yeah.
But presentations tomorrow, people going and collecting, and I'm hoping first prize winners there. I'll swap up MIDI hi-fi system and that for her first prize. Now, you know Irene?
Mm.
She's 65. Well, you know Chris is in Africa. Well, her granddaughter gets married in July. She's got invitation and everything. There's no way on God's earth she can get £600.
Yeah.
No way. If her and Fred go, it's 1,200 quid. So every time it says, win some air miles and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, the competition I entered was win £1,000 worth of air miles. And I thought, oh, great. I'll enter that competition. You never know. I might win it. I'll give it to Irene so she can go to Africa. Because it's 27th of July, you know, wedding.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I can win out like that, it'd be nice for her, because she's got a great-grandson, she's never laid eyes on. So I thought, I'll do that, and I won second prize, which is England. So that one must have been for abroad, and this second prize is for England, and I got England. You see, first prize hasn't got, you see, because they put your number in a draw for the person to win the MIDI hi-fi system, and I got the MIDI hi-fi system, so I've got the £1,000 and that, but I've got to use mine in UK.
Do you know what my mate did?
What?
I told you about her having that dish, and it went funny.
Satellite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it were in one of them 400-odd-pound ones, right? So the young lad that put the other one in said, well, you know, I mess about with these. He says, how much would you want to get rid of it for? She says, oh, I don't know. He says, well, she says, how much do you think it's worth? He said, about a tenner.
You what?
Because there was something wrong with the receiving part of the dish, right? So what does she do? She give him a tenner and she give him that box with bloody channel change on.
Oh,
kept.
And
the remote for it. And all she were left with was the decoder. Now that don't work on its own.
No, you didn't.
Because I'm going to buy it off her.
Yeah.
I've got that decoder in my house.
You need that system for it, like our Arthur's got. Like we've got.
Yeah.
That one and that one.
I know.
No good without the other. You'd have cracked it if you'd have had that.
I know.
Oh.
And I kept saying to her, I need something else. She said, no, I don't. Then she said, oh, yeah. She rang me up later. She said, well, I remember now. I give him it with dish.
Yeah.
I said, you dizzy swine. I said, it were worth 100 nod together. She said, no, that was worth 100 on its own. I said, no, it isn't. Because it's no good on its own.
Yeah. Do you know, he never does this. It's a good job I always remember to pick it up, innit?
I left my bloody bus pass, or I lost it on way running for a bus.
Yeah. So what you got to do?
Because I had to go to the doctor's, you see, at 2:15. Then I was talking to our Karen till about 2:45.
Yeah.
And then I looked in the bag. I don't know what made me look in the bag, but it weren't my gear. So I went over to thingy. I said, oh, she's just gone to your flat to take it. She's just gone to your house to take it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, well, I better wait here for her coming back, because I'll probably pass the wrong way.
Mm.
So I waited there, I waited nearly half an hour.
Didn't she come?
So the woman come back with my gear, and I went home with it. And I thought, oh, I'll walk, you know, get on bus and come straight to Dunscraft, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I can't, because I've got a calculator in this bag. And I hadn't got it on me, you see. So I went home for it. I don't know whether I put my bus pass in my pocket, because I come downstairs. I thought, well, I'm going to start coming downstairs and upstairs when I'm not in a hurry.
Yes, what's that? Trying that.
Lose some weight. So whether I've lost my bus pass running down the stairs and then running through town.
You had to pay full fare then?
Yeah,
85 pence.
Ooh. And I just paid 4 pigging quid, it starts today.
Do you have to go and pay again?
If I've lost it, I don't know where I'm. I'll have to pay again, yeah. I'll have to pay full fare on Sunday, you know, both ways. Because tonight I get a lift home.
Yeah.
On a Thursday I get a lift home, but Sunday I have to go here and
it's
back.
It's going to cost you a fortune because you need photographs and everything for it, isn't it?
I know. I hope I haven't lost it.
Well, I did a quick trip to our Arthur's, so I lent him some money today. Do you know, I wish he'd get paid the same week we do. He gets paid monthly, and we get paid monthly.
Yeah.
And we get paid the week before he does.
No, and you
can guarantee, he was on phone on Saturday, he phoned me up on Monday, he phoned me up on Tuesday and says, now I remember what I wanted. I says, well, I can tell you what he phoned up 3 times on run for. I says, you've no money again, have you? I says, Steve gets paid this week, you know that for a fact. I says, you're after some pennies, aren't you? He said, well, are you going to come down on Thursday and drop me 50? I says, 50? What do you think I am? A multimillionaire, you? And then I took pity on him and lent him 40.
Well, you might know you would.
I thought I'd lend him 40. Well, he gets paid next Friday, so I'll get back on Saturday. And trouble is, it's me that pays 4 quid, you know, a quid there, a quid back to lending it, and then I've got to pay it again to go and collect it back off him.
Well, you should get it off him.
Well, I'm going to say to him in future.
That's 54 quid.
I'm going to say to him in future, it's costing me 4 quid.